All right, I'm going to the bunker. I had a thought. I was looking at a post that we had earlier where a guy, we put up a picture of a guy who found some weed last night, and he asked consent to search. Somebody posed the question, well, why'd you ask for consent to search when you have the odor of marijuana? Now, in New Jersey, I know that a lot of guys from out of state are watching this wondering, Jesus Christ, what are they talking about? Yes, it's true. In New Jersey, you have to ask for consent to search because with certain types of marijuana, there's limiting scopes of searches throughout the vehicle. It's crazy. Burnt, raw, could be raw, could be burnt. And what you find, you start searching it. There's a lot of things to consider. But a good reason I replied to it is to get consent to search, because I'm going to pose this question to you, and I really want you to think about what I'm going to say here. I have to look forward because I have to drive as I'm talking. How many of you legitimately on motor vehicle stops when they're searching a car, pop the hood and check under the hood of the car? If I had to guess, I'd say 90% of you don't do that. And you know who knows that cops don't do that? Criminals. That's where they hide stuff. And in my presentation that I do, my two-day course, we go over pictures of things that are found under the hood of cars. I have found things. I have popped hoods, looked under, seen fingerprints and tool marks where they shouldn't have been. The whole engine compartment's dusty, and then I see fingerprints where the air cleaner is. Or we're lifting batteries up because it looks like there was tool marks in the battery. And then you're finding drugs under the battery in the battery housing. So they know that. But you just get too complacent because you've never seen somebody pop a hood and look under the hood of a car. So on your next motor vehicle stop, when you've developed reasonable suspicion or enough to ask for consent to search, or you ask for consent to search, or you have PC, especially with a canine hit, my advice to you is pop the hood, take the extra minute. It doesn't matter if you find anything the first time, the second time, the third time, or the fourth time. Maybe on the fifth time, you'll find a gun. You'll find those things that, if you haven't seen pictures of it, not hard to figure those things out. Anyway, that's this morning's video on the ride in. Hopefully, I'll be able to get you guys another one today. We have some technical difficulties with the video I did the other night. I'm probably going to repeat that one and go over the same thing because, obviously, somebody wrote in and said they asked somebody out of a car, and that's not something they commonly did, and it gave them everything to know that they were... that the guy in the car had a sizable quantity of heroin in his backpack. So we'll be doing that one again. If you guys need anything, reach out. See you later.